Chapter 26, of the formal admission of the catechumen and of the signs therein made use of. 50. At the conclusion of this address, the person is to be asked whether he believes these things and earnestly desires to observe them. And on his replying to that effect, then certainly he is to be solemnly signed and dealt with in accordance with the custom of the Church. On the subject of the sacrament, indeed, which he receives, it is first to be well impressed upon his notice that the signs of divine things are, it is true, things visible, but that the invisible things themselves are also honored in them, and that that species, which is then sanctified by the blessing, is therefore not to be regarded merely in the way in which it is regarded in any common use, and thereafter he ought to be told what is also signified by the form of words to which he has listened, and what in him is seasoned by that spiritual grace, of which this material substance presents the emblem. Next, we should take occasion by that ceremony to admonish him that if he hears anything even in the scriptures which may carry a carnal sound, he should, even although he fails to understand it, nevertheless believe that something spiritual is signified thereby, which bears upon holiness of character and the future life. Moreover, in this way he learns briefly that whatever he may hear in the canonical books of such a kind as to make him unable to refer it to the love of eternity and of truth and of sanctity, and to the love of our neighbor, he should believe that to have been spoken or done with a figurative significance, and that, consequently, he should endeavor to understand it in such a manner as to refer it to that twofold duty of love. He should be further admonished, however, not to take the term neighbor in a carnal sense, but to understand under it everyone who may ever be with him in that holy city, whether they're already or not yet apparent, and he should finally be counseled not to despair of the amendment of any man whom he perceives to be living under the patience of God for no other reason, as the apostle says, than that he may be brought to repentance. 51. If this discourse, in which I have supposed myself to have been teaching some uninstructed person in my presence, appears to you to be too long, you are at liberty to expound these matters with greater brevity. I do not think, however, that it ought to be longer than this. At the same time, much depends on what the case itself, as it goes on, may render advisable, and what the audience actually present shows itself not only to bear but also to desire. When, however, rapid dispatch is required, notice with what facility the whole matter admits of being explained. Suppose once more that someone comes before us who desires to be a Christian, and accordingly, suppose further that he has been interrogated, and that he has returned the answer which we have taken the former catechumen to have given. For, even should he decline to make this reply, it must at least be said that he ought to have given it. Then all that remains to be said to him should be put together in the following manner. 52. Of a truth, brother, that is great and true blessedness which is promised to the saints in a future world. All visible things, on the other hand, pass away, and all the pomp and pleasure and solicitude of this world will perish, and even now they drag those who love them along with them onward to destruction. The merciful God, willing to deliver men from this destruction, that is to say, from everlasting pains, if they should not prove enemies to themselves, and if they should not withstand the mercy of their Creator, sent His only begotten Son, that is to say, His Word, equal with Himself, by whom He made all things. And he, while abiding indeed in his divinity, and neither receding from the Father nor being changed in anything, did at the same time, by taking on himself human nature, and appearing to men in mortal flesh, come unto men, in order that, just as death entered among the human race by one man, to wit, the first that was made, that is to say, Adam, because he consented unto his wife when she was seduced by the devil to the effect that they both transgressed the commandment of God, even so by one man, Jesus Christ, who is also God, the Son of God, all those who believe in him might have all their past sins done away with and enter into eternal life.